Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey towards truth, traveling through our dreams and an inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All Roads Lead 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings, and thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring jewels to become leaders by establishing partnership with entrepreneurs, corporations, donors, sponsors, volunteers, the community, and abroad. Please join me every other Tuesday at noon on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio, and subscribe to my channel at Qura.com, Pamela L. Space, or journeyofasapphire.com. My special guest today is Francis Rahim, host of the TV and radio show Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, author of the book Debt or Alive, and Retire Debt, Retire Well. Francis has devoted more than 35 years to educating clients, helping them improve their relationship with money. She is a problem solver at heart who focuses on lifestyles and is determined to dispel the stigma surrounding monetary issues that can help alleviate stress. You might say Dr. Rahim, aka the Money Doctor, sees things through a wider lens than many other financial professionals, usually addressing debt as a primary threat. Instead of having a comfortable money deciphering complex situations and finding creative resolutions, that has earned her the title of being the solutionizer. A registered investment advisor broker at the age of 23, Francis believes that everyone should have access to the tools to become debt-free, improve credit, budget wisely, build savings, and turn their retirement dreams into reality. At last, I want to say thank you again for joining me. Francis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Pamela. It's nice to be here. What a lovely introduction. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So, where are you located?
Well, kind of like you, everywhere, right? All abroad. So physically, we're located in Massachusetts, but the show is picked up certainly across the country, particularly on public access, because we try to get as much information out there at no cost to people as possible. And I think we just picked up our first station in Canada, and I do have clients around the world. So, yeah,
Congratulations.
We are everywhere. Thank you.
How's the weather? With everything going on, we're dealing with the California fires and everything. How are you guys doing over there?
Well, I tell you, our hearts go out to the people in California who are suffering not just from, you know, the threat of a fire, but the financial problems that happen, you know, that come after that and dealing with insurance companies and all of that. Here in Massachusetts, if we complain about the weather, we complain that it's cold or snowy. But I always say, you know what, I'll take it compared to other climates for sure. Yeah, we're really fortunate in the area I live in is Western Mass. So about 80 miles west of Boston, just to give people some idea of where we are on the map.
Oh, absolutely. Our hearts go out to them too. And I've donated and I hope for the best, and we overcome this challenge as well. But I don't know. The last time I read, they were not containing the fire like it should be. So I'm hoping with everyone that's coming from every country of every other country and city that we can start seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. So God bless us all.
I certainly hope so. Two things. One, that phrase, the light at the end of the tunnel, I have heard so many times just about our program. It seems to be a phrase that people talk about all the time, a light at the end of the tunnel. But I wanted to shine that light for just a moment on one of my assistants who works with me. Her name is Deborah, and she's actually in California, but she's in the northern part of California. So she has friends who have lost their homes and all of that. So, it is, what do you do when financial disaster like that strikes, right? I remember Katrina in Louisiana, and what happens after that. So, people have to rely on their insurance companies and their savings.
Right.
Insurance is a scary thing, right? I don't know if people will get paid what they should get paid. What we do here is to get as much information out as possible about anything financial. So, for instance, you hit a hot button when you were talking about the people with fires because I immediately think about insurance claims.
Right.
And we've done a few shows on something called a private insurance adjuster, a topic that I don't think many people are aware of. And certainly I was not aware of before I needed one. But when you have, hopefully somebody listening to this will benefit from it. When you have a claim on your home like that, and they send the insurance aid the insurance adjuster out from the company. I'm not vilifying insurance adjusters. They're doing their job. But their job is to get to as many people as possible as quickly as they can and file those claims. Whereas a private adjuster comes in, works for you, usually collects a fee in the middle, like part of the overall claim, so that they're not charging you anything up front. Different adjusters work different ways. But because of that, they look at everything they possibly can to try to get you full policy limits or at least the largest settlement that they can get. So for folks out there who are wondering, what do I do? I'm just working with the company adjuster. You should know that there are private insurance adjusters, sometimes called public insurance adjusters. And it might be worth calling one of them and or two of them and getting their assistance for this so that they can take that stress off of you and start to manage that claim for you. And in reading the introduction that you did, you mentioned stress, right? And
Yes.
that's really what we try to alleviate. Yes, I'm a numbers person. Yes, we have, a patented program. Yes, it helps people with debt and budget and retirement. But the reason that I moved from being a financial advisor, an investment advisor, to managing and building a debt platform to begin with was to alleviate stress. My own, in fact.
Absolutely. When I was reading and doing my research on you and everything, it was very inspiring to know because you put out a lot of information that is needed. And I have a bunch of questions to ask you. So
Great.
I want you to
Let's hear
cover
it.
everything.
No, well, believe me, that's a broad topic. I love questions.
Is. It is. But however, in my first question, Francis, in your opinion, how can I would use myself. I become 100% debt-free and I have time or less without harming my credit or increasing my monthly outlay, as you said.
I am laughing, folks, because she is reading that straight from our website, probably. And
Absolutely.
it is why we went for a patent. Because for about 15 years, I beat the drum telling people, really, it's not like any other program. Honestly, it's not like Dave Ramsey. It's not like, Susie Orman. It's not like, this one or that one. It's something different. And then finally, I just said, okay, I've had enough. Let's see if we can get a patent on this. And now I can usually say to people, the US government says it's different too. Here's our patent. So let me explain a little bit about how that is actually possible, because that's an obstacle for people.
It is.
If somebody says to you, look, for the same money, because this, I promise you, this is what it is, and this is what I say. And as I alluded to, I did this for myself first and paid off 37 years of debt in 10.7 years without adding any money. And without harming my credit, right? So here's what I mean by that. You've probably heard of debt snowballing or any of these
Correct.
single-pronged approaches, right? Where you choose the smallest payment first, or the largest payment, or the largest interest rate, and you attack the debt one thing at a time, right? What we did is we took every concept we could find that worked, and we put them together in a way that we could, without giving away my secret sauce, that we could quantify it and create a dynamic platform based on software, but that's really easy to use. It's just all web-based. And you put your information into that, and it will tell you which debt to pay off first, and it is completely dynamic. So every time an interest rate changes, a payment changes, a balance changes, another debt may rise to the top, and it will say to you, send your money here. Now, that does not mean that we pay one debt at a time, because that would harm your credit, right? So
Right.
what we ask people to do is to make at least their minimum payments, and this will work on just minimums. But as we free up money from paying off one debt, that money goes to the next debt. Now, that's an oversimplified explanation, very oversimplified explanation. If you were to look at our system, you would notice that it doesn't stack interest rates from the highest to the lowest, for instance. People ask me all the time, how come my car is at the second position and it's a 0% loan? Why isn't my 24% credit card there? And in order to really understand this, you need to spend an hour with us, having us go through your numbers together and seeing it. But I will give you my solemn word that it is an absolute certainty that if you do that, if you go to the website, you put your numbers in and you click submit, you will not only get that illustration immediately that will show you your own numbers and how long it will take you to get out of debt, but right there on that page, it will explain how it's happening, and you can just set up a free consult with us. So, to answer your question as best I can, it not only attacks the debts one at a time until they're finally all paid off, it includes what most other companies do not include, which is your mortgage, your car payment, your student loans, your tax debt, the loan you owe to your brother-in-law, right? Almost all debt companies only look at credit cards. And that is not real life,
Okay.
right? If you were to add up all the dollars you owe to anyone, we don't think of this as debt because we accept our mortgage. We say, well, our debt is our credit cards. Debt is anything that you owe to somebody else that can be paid in full. So if you were to add up all of your loans, you would see, most likely in most cases, that your credit card debt, albeit an ugly interest rate and you hate them and they're emotionally disturbing and all of that is
Right.
probably a much smaller portion of your debt than those other things I listed.
Okay.
So we are looking at everything, and we're helping with a budget, and we're helping to get people back into cash reserves so that they don't have to put everything on a credit card. And then once we've got people on their feet solidly like that, we look toward retirement. So how is it possible? I can tell you that it absolutely is, that everybody gets paid in on time and in full, that it is not debt settlement, it is not bankruptcy, it is not negotiation, it is not consolidation, it is not a new loan. This is a method, software-based method, about becoming financially well. And we start with the debt piece if you have debt. And just inside of 1 hour, you understand how we're doing that. And then you have your marching orders. Okay, I've got this. What's next? And we give you a step at a time to help people become well. I hope that helps to
It
answer.
did. I mean, and it went into my next question, which was, tell me about the coaching and software that has helped thousands of
Sure.
followers, loyal followers that you have for college, retire, create workable budgets. So that is something that is an A plus there, because as you stated, what do we normally do? We go to debt management, resolutions, and all those other agencies. But I do really like what you have to offer. But I have one question for you, because everything we do has a why. Why I do
Yes.
what I do. I'm an empath, of course, but I'm going to ask you, tell me your why. You enjoy empowering people and strongly encourages objective learning.
Yeah, so those two questions kind of go together. The first is that the coaching and the software are developed because I'm only one person. And although I was coaching people, I could only coach so many people at a time, right? A typical person in my position can maybe handle 100 to 150 clients. I have better than 3,000 active right now and about 550 that I'm able to manage on a one-on-one basis like we're doing right now through video. Okay.
Okay.
So that allowed me to, instead of having people that maybe weren't skillful or weren't true to the system involved, it allowed me to actually get me specifically, right, the money doctor, to you on a regular basis. So that required things to be a little more automated. It required a software program, and it required some form of video coaching, which is what we do now. The why, how I got into this, why I would do this. You know, I was a registered investment advisor or an independent broker since I was 23. And so that was, you know, like a lot of years ago. Okay. So 38 years ago. And so, you know, about 18 years ago, I looked at my own finances and I thought, you know, I'm one of the top agents in my business. I'm making a lot of money and I'm building this empire. And that empire, you know, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this to make a point that when you're building your empire, you're, unless you're quite wealthy, you're doing it with loans. And right. I had three houses, right? Two at a beach in North Carolina and three businesses and all the loans to show for it, right? Leveraging things. So it wasn't as if I had a lot of credit card debt or that I had been reckless with my money, right? But I started looking at that saying, gee, you know, I don't know how I'm going to carry this debt and retire in the future. Now, I'm glad you're sitting down because I was paying $10,800 a month in payments. A month, okay? Now, I've seen people pay more, but most people pay less than that. Okay, so I'm paying this. How am I ever going to get out of debt? And the why that lit me up was I was saying, wait a minute, I'm a skilled, trained financial professional. Right. If I don't have my handle on this, what chance does the average person have? We don't teach this in schools, right?
Right. So absolutely.
I have to, if I'm going to help my clients figure this out, I have to solve it for myself. And the first thing I realized is that in the insurance and investment industry, we are trained to talk to people about, guess what? Insurance and investments, right? Not about budgets, right. Not about debt, not right. About psychology, not about making better choices. Right. You know, it's an industry, although it's been very good to me, it's an industry based on sales of product.
Right.
And that requires that you talk to people about getting them to pay as much as they can for your products, or you don't make a living.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I've just peeled back the curtain and made a pile of enemies of my colleagues, okay. I'm sure. But, you know, I'm nothing if I'm not open about that. So I took a look at my own life and I thought, you know, this doesn't feel right to me. Why is it that I'm in this position and I can't even help my clients? And so I had to figure out what to do. And that's when I started to work with different formulas, make my spreadsheets, make my plan, do a lot of research and see what was out there and trial and error in the beginning, right? Does this model work? Does that model work? One of the biggest things that I had going against me, Pamela, is that I didn't have a lot of credit card debt and I wasn't willing to ruin my credit. If it had only been credit card debt or I didn't care about my credit, I could have filed a bankruptcy, which I'd already had to do at age 23.
Right.
So okay. I was never going there again. Okay. Right. That was, to me, it was
in
like
there and done
awful.
That. Yes.
Absolutely. So, so now, you know, now I'm 20 years older and I'm looking at this going, wait a minute, it's been 20 years. I'm looking at this again. No, this can't be right. So that's when I said, you know, everything I'm looking at only addresses credit card debt, or it tells you to stop paying your cards. And then, you know, the settlement thing, stop paying your cards. And then when the credit card companies don't get their money, they'll be more pliable and they'll make a deal with us. Yeah, well, maybe. And by then, the interest rates and the penalties are so high that if they make the deal, you know, you're back to square one anyway. The people in the middle made a lot of money, but you didn't get a great deal. Your credit got harmed. You still had to pay money anyway. And for what? Your credit was trashed. So I didn't want to do that. And that's where I came up with the plan that we have. So my why was necessity is the mother of invention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You also said we should be focused on our retirement, which It's very, very important. And to be honest, I'm still moving forward, executing some of the debt that I am in, and a little bit of retirement. So do I have it wrong? Or should retirement be first and the debt just kind of like swarms around it? How should I handle that?
You have just illustrated my point. You're a smart woman, right? And you're trying hard, but you don't have the tools you need to know, are you doing it right or not? Yeah. Is there a better way or not? And that's why we're trying to get this information out to as many people as possible. So let's tackle that, shall we?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to tackle that.
First of all, if you have more than two debts, right? With only one debt, all you can do is throw extra money at it. That's just a fact of life, and that's the way math works. I mean, yes, you could stop paying it or whatever, but if you want to get it paid off sooner, you just throw more money at it. If you have two or more debts, you can apply a system like ours that prioritizes one debt at a time, even though everybody still gets their minimum payments, okay? That begs the question, how do you do that? Do you steal money from the money you're trying to save for retirement or cash reserves or, you know, some other way? Do you get a second job? What do you do to send extra money to your debt? And how do you find that balance that you need? Because here's the rub, Pamela. We are mortal and we age, okay? So we aren't corporations. We don't have the next 150 years to maybe focus on this part for a while and then focus on that part later and grow our company.
Right.
We will deteriorate and die at some point. Isn't that cheery, right? But along the way, what we want to do is meet our life markers. We want to be able to graduate college, maybe raise a family, you know, start a business or get a career, retire at some point, take care of the grandchildren, travel. We want that out of life. Unfortunately, it doesn't wait for us. So the hard part is if we keep paying our debt over its normal course or even slightly faster by trying to throw extra money at it, we are letting corporate America keep us in that box for much longer than I would like people to be kept there, because we need to build emergency cash reserves and we need to save for retirement. And those debt dollars, those debt payments are sucking up those dollars that could be going to something else. So to answer your question, I would love to ask you this on the air. If you don't want to tell me, just say, I don't want to tell you. Is that okay? But you impress me as a woman who'll be honest, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, okay, you're paying down your debt, because I think it's what most people say. You're paying down your debt and you're saving for retirement. Tell me if you think you have ample emergency cash reserves.
Oh, but see, that's my third one. Cash reserves I put as well.
Okay, good.
When you have a business, things happen. You know,
that's
you need
right.
that emergency cash reserves.
That's
well.
Right.
So
that's
yes,
exactly right. Okay. So every dollar is getting split into at least four pieces, right? Part of it's going to debt. Part of it's going to emergency reserves. Part of it's going to retirement. Part of it's going to the tax man. That didn't leave a lot for things like groceries, right? And so this is the problem that people have. So we need to help them find a balance. And in doing that, what we do is we, of course, look at debt. But because our program works on minimum payments alone, sure, it's great if you have extra money to throw at it. But most often what I'm seeing is people are throwing extra money at their debt because they know they have to get it paid off. It's in their way. It's their pain point. When I take that and I say, but you know what? Most of our clients, our average client is out of debt in less than 9 years, including their mortgage. Okay, I maybe should have made that point at the beginning. Oh, I can show you the statistics. It's incredible. So, but it's also important that they understand that why it works, that it really works. They can wrap their minds around that it isn't just pie in the sky. When they see it, they go, holy cow, that changes everything. So there's two things that really change a lot of things here. The first is if we can pay down the debt in a short period of time, and if we can do it on minimum payments only, then any extra you were sending to your debt can go to emergency cash reserves first and then to retirement once your cash reserves are healthy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We okay. couple that with working on a budget, not the kind of budget where we say, Pamela, no more lattes for you. Okay? Because that won't work.
Right.
It doesn't work. A budget, it's the word has gotten a bad rap, but a budget is just a framework so that you have a sense of control over your money, okay? Mm-hmm. So what we ask you to do is to track your expenses realistically in our online budget, which is very easy to do and fully customizable. You track them a certain way for, say, a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then we can help you with a model month. Hey, it looks like you forgot to add money in there for a vacation fund. Don't you take a vacation? What about the holidays, right? These kinds of things. Or, wow, you are paying a lot in groceries. Can you trim that back in some way? Let me give you some suggestions. What about these co-pays over here, right? But a working budget has to pay attention to your life goals, right? It's not a thing that someone else imposes on you,
right?
It has to work for you. And then it has to be flexible. So that's a starting point. And then you work with it month after month and you start to find a gap at the bottom between what you're spending and what is coming into the household, and that money gets peeled off and does more good for you, okay? Mm-hmm. So those things make a huge difference, but if I could reduce this to one, at least the debt, to one small explanation, one concise explanation, I would say that it's something we call AIR, hug effective interest rate, hug like hug your money,
right.
Effective interest rate, okay?
Okay.
AIR.
AIR.
AIR. Most of our clients pay less than 3%, and that's almost without exception. Now, remember I said to you, this is not consolidation, we're not giving you a new loan, we're not buying your debt, none of that.
Right.
What I mean by that is when you take all your debt and you look at how much interest you'll pay on that over time in your normal plan,
okay.
It's going to be a number. Let's say your average interest rate is 8%. Okay, that's not unusual, certainly with high interest rate credit cards and mortgages, et cetera.
Right.
When you put it into our program and we pay it off far ahead of schedule, we are saving you all of those years of interest because once your debt is paid in full, they cannot charge you interest any longer, right? So if you pay your mortgage off, just to use an example, in 9 years instead of 25, all of those years of interest can go back in your pocket. It also means that you have spent less money in interest overall because we paid off all that debt quickly, right? You only paid 9 years of interest on your mortgage instead of 30 or 25. So when we take what you actually pay back in interest inside the plan on that short track and turn it into an interest rate, it equates to what we call AIR. Now, that is usually less than 3% for almost all of our people. Now, when I said it changes everything, Pamela, mm-hmm. I'm on a rant, so stop me if you need to.
No, you go ahead, because I'm retrieving all this in. It's good information.
All right.
Yes.
When I say that it changes everything, let me give you a scenario. And this is how I saw it as an investment advisor, okay?
Okay.
Pamela, I'm looking at your numbers here, and you are paying 24% on this credit card, and you're only making 6% in your 401k. I think a good idea would be to take a loan on your 401k to pay off that credit card, okay? Or take money out of your investments to pay off your debt. It's going to be worth 24% to you. And I promise you, this is how we're trained. I cut my teeth on this stuff. This is how we all think, right? 24% here, 6% here, you know, what are you going to do? When you understand what we're doing, when we use this overall, this comprehensive dynamic financial wellness plan, and you get that it's really not very hard to get a handle on your finances, that everybody can do this, given these simple tools, okay? When you understand AIR, you start to think like this. Gee, Pamela, you got this 24% credit card, but when we put it in our system, we see that it gets paid off really fast. And that overall, if you just follow this framework, mm-hmm. you will be paying less than 3%. And you're making on your debt, right? Overall, that AIR, your AIR is less than 3%. And by the way, your 401k is paying 6%. So I know you're thinking about taking money out of your 401k to pay off your debt. But let me tell you two things. One, it's not worth it for you financially. It's better to just tolerate this shorter timeline, give them their minimum payments, use our program, and pay back less than 3%. Keep earning 6% in your 401k. And by the way, let's find some money to continue to add to your 401k, because now, not only when we pay off that debt, let's say you have $2,000 or $3,000 a month going out, that can go toward retirement. But along the way, we're working on that budget, right? So right. We're starting to shift you from debt positive to cash positive.
Okay.
And that's where I want people to be. So when you start to understand that, you realize, and I know this will be abstract for listeners, because really it takes an hour with your own numbers in front of you to really get it, to really cement it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But everybody gets it. Everybody gets it. You know, it's just a way of explaining it. But I think when you understand AIR, you understand how to think like we think, instead of like the creditors think, who are, by the way, really benefiting from your interest payments. So why would they tell you this?
Absolutely. You know, that's very interesting. Now, my next question is to ask you, Frances, because that's just like me when I, you know, I mentor girls. And it's hard for them to open up because people don't want you to know about their past or yeah. things that they're going through. How would you approach a customer who is initially resistant to discussing their debt situations? Because, you know, remember, that's a little embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Especially quite sure when you a millionaire who just splurges on everything and they're almost broke, to someone who is working hard but can't move forward because they purchased this or paid with their credit cards. How would you handle that?
Sure. Well, for one thing, we don't approach customers at all. They actually find us. I don't make any cold calls. We don't send direct mail. We don't spam you. They find us. And it's usually through the TV show or the radio show or word of mouth, right?
Right. Okay.
Referrals are high. And people stay with us a long time and bring their kids and all of that. But you bring up a very important point, maybe the most important point. And the first thing I would say is, hello, I am a woman, right? I am a woman. I had debt. I filed a bankruptcy. I was paying right. out almost $11,000 a month. I promise you, whatever it is, we can solve this, okay? And it's not always that it's a cookie cutter thing. Sometimes we have to apply some other tools to get them to a place where this program is affordable and they can do it, right? But the important point here is the psychology, the psychological burden that, and dare I say this, I'll make some more enemies, but largely women shoulder, okay? I have lots of men who are the ones managing this. I'm not going to say it's only women, but a lot of times the woman in the household is the one who gets saddled with the household finances.
True.
And they also are fixers. So they want to do as much as they can to shield their family from any bad news, right?
Right.
To make sure everybody's happy, everybody's going to sports, everybody's got the food they want, the clothes they want. They're going to try to fix it. And they're going to do it however they can. And very often that means that stuff gets on a credit card, or the family vacation that you
right.
know you couldn't actually save up for somehow got, you know, thrown into debt. And a lot of times people will come to me and say, we have to talk to you about this, but my husband doesn't know, or my partner doesn't know.
Yes.
And that is difficult, because I do have to bring them both to the table, or it won't get fixed. Right? One person will still end up being the one who logs into the website and does the work, but the other person has to understand what's going on and participate in this financial recovery, or they will be over there spending in a vacuum thinking it's fine and accusing their partner of, what are you doing with this money? Eating bonbons?
Right.
I give you my Absolutely. Paycheck every week. So you got to get them both, right? You got to get them both on board. So to answer your question, it is largely about doing what you do, right? It's about being empathetic. It's about being open to listening to somebody and encouraging them to, you know, don't worry. I've been doing this day in and day out my whole adult life. I have seen everything, or almost everything. And I promise you, if You can just go and do this one step. Just go to the website, click the button that says get my free analysis, put your numbers in, and click submit. That's all you have to do. When you do that, you're going to see an immediate illustration that you're going to be very happy about. And I promise you it will be legit. And that will get the information into my system. We will take a look at the numbers. We'll start to massage it and build a plan. And then all you need to do is schedule your free consult with us. And we just do it by Zoom like this. And people, they cry on the phone, Pamela. They say,
I bet. What
a sign of relief, a sense of relief. They say, not usually at that point, but as soon as they see how it works, they say, so there is a light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
So, we're dealing with people here. I'm a numbers person. I have to be a financial geek a little bit, right? But boy, I get it.
Yeah.
I know what that felt like. And I know what it feels like to be out of debt and be cash positive. And I'll tell you, everybody should be able to sleep at night and wake up in the morning and think, okay, if I do this one step today, it'll get me to the next step. And I've got somebody who knows who's got my back. And so you just have to, not everybody is ready to do it. People will do it when they're ready. But
have
when they're
ever,
ready, it works. Yep.
Have you ever had to go above and beyond to help someone resolve their debt issue?
Yeah, many times. I actually love that kind of a challenge, believe it or not.
Okay.
I really do. I've had to do lots of things. Let's see. One story that comes to mind is that a big box bank did something one time. Just somebody didn't know and gave the woman the wrong paperwork. So I was meeting with her, and her husband had passed away. And she said she had an IRA with $100,000 in it. And I said, is that an inherited IRA from your husband? No, I got it when I sold the house. Wow, my brain rattled in my head. What do you mean you got it when you sold the house? She walked into a very large bank and said, I just sold my house. Here's $100,000. I want to open up an IRA. And some teller gave her IRA paperwork 5 years ago. So for 5 years, she had been not paying any taxes on it, all of that. And I had to help her unravel that with the bank. I had a man not that long ago who we see a lot of scams. This guy had some guy pull up in a construction truck and say, hey, we're doing a job up the street paving driveways, and we've got this leftover tar and we can pave your driveway for almost nothing, and paved the driveway and then gave him a bill for something like $6,000. And he called me. I said, no, you're not going to pay that. Let's go fight that. And we did that. Oh gosh. Yeah. There's been so many times. Bankruptcies, we will help people if they have to file a bankruptcy. We'll help them through that, help them rebuild their credit. Sometimes couples above and beyond, sometimes just getting them through a divorce or alleviating the stress from finance that actually causes them to be able to work on their marriage. Lots of things that are outside the box. That's what the coaching is for. That's what one-on-one coaching is for.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
you
me
are
too.
The author of the book Debt or Alive. I just love that title. Why would this book be a help to someone who has debt problems?
Well, Debt or Alive and Retire Debt and Retire Well, those two books that are back there, actually, they came, Debt or Alive was first, and Retire Debt and Retire Well came about because the business had evolved. So why it's helpful is, first of all, my true story is in there right at the beginning. The book is not about me. It's about you. Right. But it helps to have some frame of reference that I'm not just some money monger, pontificating. I actually had to dig myself out. Right.
Absolutely.
So it starts with my story, but the book is comprised of every chapter is a true life story told as the people told them to us voluntarily. So I just picked a smattering of clients and said, oh, this person was getting married and they had this problem. And this person had some kids graduating from college and they had that problem. And this person walked out of their house and saw that their car was no longer in their driveway because it had been repossessed. And so we had all of these stories. So, and there, and we, I hired a, a, a professional writer to help me write it. And we
Mm-hmm.
went back and forth for a couple of years to make sure that it was all very readable, very entertaining and useful. But
Okay.
every one of those chapters is juxtaposed with a chapter from me about what you could have done about that situation, what you can do about it now. So it's problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution throughout the book. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. You
Easy
are
read.
the president of HUG, Your Money Inc. Now, we talked about so much, and you may have even stated it earlier, but tell me again about HUG. Just a little bit.
So
Is it part of AIR?
no, AIR is our the name that we've given to our reduced interest rate, our
Okay.
effective interest rate. Okay, so that's like a feature name. No,
Okay.
Hug Your Money Inc. is the name of our company. Now,
Okay.
initially, when I first started this, right in the middle of the housing bubble in 2007, 2008, what a time, right? I
Right.
started this business right then. It was called Power Down Debt, and I was only focused on debt. And
Okay.
then people started to ask me about retirement. So I tacked on Power Up Retirement. So then we had Power Down Debt, Power Up Retirement. Then I read this incredible month-long article in a month-long magazine in Consumer Reports talking about student debt and how not just students were suffering from it, but retirees were unretiring or refinancing their house, trying to pay their own debt plus their kids' debts. And so that really got under my skin, and I started a second company called Hug Your Student Debt Inc. And after a
Okay.
few years, what happens is when you are helping everybody with their debt and their budget and all of this, their retirement, they want to come to you for everything. And I needed a broader name. And I was looking for a name that might mean something to someone. And I realized that when people left my office, they would ask me very often, "Can I hug you?" And it's very nice, right? I mean, I'm not sure a lot of financial advisors get that. So I was looking for something that meant embracing your money and not being so scared about it and, having it be friendly. And I thought of Hug Your Money, and that's how that came to be. And we just
I
call
like
it
that.
Hug for short.
It's very catchy, very
Thank you.
catchy. And it's something that you have experienced because, like you said, your clients are like, can I have a hug? Because that's what makes me feel so good when you are discussing someone's issues and concerns and you're able to make things, I wouldn't say like easy, but simple enough where,
Eventually, yeah.
yeah, eventually. This can happen, that can happen, and I'm like you, my girls. Let me have a hug, Pamela. So I love it because that means that we're doing something right.
It does. I think, you're absolutely right. Financial concerns don't get better instantly. But, if you've ever gone to the doctor thinking that you might have some major illness, and they run a test and they come back and they tell you, "You know what? It's something kind of minor, and we know what to do about it."
Right.
Then you go about doing that and you feel better, right? There's a sense of relief. And that's what we provide here. We don't belittle you, right? We're not saying, "Oh, your money is no problem." We take it
Right.
very seriously.
Right.
It's a major problem to you. It's a stressor, right? But we know what to do to help you manage that. And we give it structure. We give you support, and we give you the tools that you need to just get better one step at a time. I wonder if you mind if I talk just a second about this, the American Institute of Stress.
Oh,
The
please.
American, yeah, there was a great WebMD article, and we talk about using financial wellness as an employee benefit and financial wellness to help people improve their own health. And the American Institute of Stress, I'd like to just read this little tiny bit. It says
Okay.
that physical effects may include, this is a stress about having money problems, okay? They
Okay.
did a study and they said, according to the American Institute of Stress, physical effects may include irritability, mood swings, appetite changes, stomach issues, fatigue, and insomnia. Left unchecked, those all sound familiar to most people listening to this, right? Left unchecked can lead to mental health concerns like anxiety, depression, and even suicide. When I read that, I thought, And this was WebMD. You know, why is WebMD writing about money? Because of that. When I read that and I thought, wow, left unchecked, we're talking about anxiety, depression, and suicide. I will tell you, most people will tell me they suffer from anxiety over money. According to that article, that's two steps from suicide. Way too close, right? Many people say they actually are depressed, and it has something to do with their financial situation. You don't have to be broke to feel this way.
Right.
I wasn't. I was making plenty of money, but let me tell you what, I was certainly stressed about it. You know, the bills are coming in. They're like snowflakes, right? Here comes another bill.
They don't stop.
You're playing whack-a-mole, right? You know, bill, whack, right? I mean, we can laugh about it now, and I can laugh about it now. But it's because I can feel good about knowing, okay, if I can get out of that hole, you can get out of that hole, right? I mean, not to get into too much of a personal thing here, but I'll just tell you, you know, if it sounds like, hey, yeah, she was making plenty of money, guess what? I started a new business in January and in May discovered I was getting a divorce. Okay. I have seen it, baby.
That's right. And you look good.
Well, you know, I feel good now. But I'll tell you, that's the key. Once you can make a plan, it's just like dieting or anything else. When you get what you need to focus your positive energy in that path, you can start to feel good about it instead of letting it dog you constantly.
Absolutely.
It's just about that first step. That first step.
So true. Great information. Great information. I know
we're
just about up, but it has been a pleasure having you on the show, Frances. I mean, even like for myself, the information was good because I am going to also take a look at your website and again and move forward. You have some juicy information, you guys. And I think we all should give it a try because when you, again, you take what you do versus what debt management and other companies do, it's like a long drawn out process that you still are seeking that resolution versus you're saying A, B, C, D, this is what you're going to do.
That's
and
right.
You have to give it some time and you're going to move forward. And we're going to encourage you along the way because we're going to let you know that A, B, C, and D is moving right along. And that makes the person feel good. I know it would make me feel good too.
Well, I mean, you said that I look good or I'm smiling or something like that. And it's because I really love what I do.
Yeah.
And it's a great feeling. I mean, that's going to sound a little trite, but it's really a great feeling to know that every time I talk to somebody or every time I hop into a meeting, they're going to come out with some solutions. They're going to feel better. They're going to say to me at the end, thank you.
Yeah, you know? But that's nothing for you to say, you know, like with me, I'm good at what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't allow no one to downgrade that or anything. And it's not about bragging, but when you are powerful in your stance of being a professional, hey, we moving right along. And help others. So you take that. And when I say that you look good, it's because you've been through some adversity and divorce and everything. And I'm looking at you right now. You look fabulous. Okay. So yes, I love it. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
So
thanks.
Before we go, is there anything else you would like to let us know and let us know about your website and how someone can seek your services?
Yes, there is one thing that we didn't talk about, and I don't often remember to talk about it, but I promise you this is really, really affordable for everybody. You get to choose whatever plan you want. There's no long-term contract, right? It's month to month. It's all on the website. We'll tell you all the details, but it's really affordable. And in the rare case that it's not really affordable for somebody, and that is rare, I will usually meet with them and say, let's see where we can find this. What can I manipulate to rob Peter to pay Paul so that you can get to the next level? Because
right.
That's the important part, is empowering them.
Absolutely.
So the website address is hugyourmoney.com. Hug like everybody needs a hug, yourmoney.com. And you can get all the information about us right there. You can catch the show Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor on public access TV across the country, on YouTube. The podcasts are everywhere, Amazon, whatever, wherever you get your podcasts, look for Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, and you'll find us. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, you heard it from Ms. Raheem yourself. Well, readers, I have reached my destination, and I leave you with this quote of the day. Don't buy things you can't afford with money you don't have to impress people. Here it is. You don't like. Ooh. Until next time, you have a beautiful day and evening, and I will see you next week. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.